This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today held talks with his Vietnamese counterpart Pham Minh Chinh in New Delhi. In his press statement, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said India-Vietnam relations have expanded and deepened, and in the last 10 years the relations have been given a shape of comprehensive strategic partnership. After the talks, both leaders virtually inaugurated Army Software Park at Telecommunications University in Nha Trang, Vietnam. It is a collaboration project between India and Vietnam. India has provided grant assistance of $5 million for the project. Both sides also signed and exchanged MOUs for cooperation in customs, capacity building, agriculture research and education, maritime heritage, medicinal plants, and also in the legal field. Prasar Bharati and Voice of Vietnam exchanged MOU for cooperation in radio and television. Both sides also exchanged MOUs on credit line agreement and restoration of Mai Son UNESCO World Heritage Site in Vietnam. The government today asserted that it is committed to check the incidence of rail accidents in the country, saying the number of accidents has come down by 68% in comparison to UPA rule. Replying to the discussion on demand for grants of his ministry in the Lok Sabha, Union Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said the average annual number of accidents per year was 171 during UPA rule. He emphasized that more efforts need to be made to ensure safety. Housing and Urban Affairs Minister Manohar Lal today said the NDA government has taken a number of initiatives to build infrastructure in the past 10 years and provide housing for all. Replying to the discussion on the working of the Housing and Urban Affairs Ministry in the Rajya Sabha, the minister said if the Delhi government had worked on the drainage master plan, the city would not have faced such hardship during the recent rains. He said the Delhi government and agencies should work towards finding solutions to these problems. Earlier participating in the debate, NCP's Fauzia Khan said urban areas and particularly Tier 2 cities continue to grapple with issues such as shortage in housing, increasing encroachments, expanding slums and degradation of the environment. In Kerala, rescue workers continue to conduct search operations in Mundakai, Attamalai and Churalmala areas in Wayanad district. 260 persons have lost their lives so far after massive landslides hit the district in the wee hours of Tuesday. Addressing media persons in Wayanad this afternoon, Kerala Chief Minister Pinarayi Vijayan, quoting top army officials, said all people at Mundakai, one of the worst hit areas of landslide in Wayanad, have been rescued. He also lauded the relief and rescue works undertaken by the army. He said efforts to retrieve more bodies believed to have been swept away into the Chaliar River will continue. In Himachal Pradesh, significant damage is being reported in the state due to heavy rains and cloudbursts at three locations last night. 55 people are missing and two fatalities have been reported in Kullu's Parvati Valley. Malana Power Project 1 has been worst hit after a cloudburst. Officials have rushed to the spot to initiate the rescue operation. Israel's army today confirmed that the head of Hamas military, Mohammed Daif, was killed in its airstrike in southern Gaza last month. The Israel Defense Forces in a statement said on the 13th of last month, Daif was targeted in a strike in Khan Yunis area. Daif was one of the founders of Hamas's military wing and is believed to have been one of the masterminds of the 7th October terror attack on southern Israel, which triggered the Gaza war, now in its 300th day. The confirmation comes a day after the assassination of Hamas leader Ismail Haniyeh in Tehran. At the ongoing Summer Olympics in Paris, it has been a mixed day for the Indian contingent on day 6 so far. Shooter Swapnil Kusale secured the country's third bronze medal in the men's 50-meter rifle three positions. He has become the first Indian shooter to win an Olympic medal in the men's 50-meter rifle three positions event. The President, Vice President and Prime Minister extended wishes to Swapnil on the historic feat. However, in women's 50-meter rifle three positions event, both Anjum Modgil and Sift Kaur failed to reach the qualification round. And with that, we end this news bulletin.